Good day, and welcome to episode 66 of the Montreal Burger Report, where Chris Zeke Hand,
I got a little bit confused,
and Rick E. Coli Edelstein.
So I can say profanities into the microphone while you do this, and they'll be edited out.
Continue their visit to the very first Five Guys restaurant in Quebec, which is at the end of the earth, otherwise known as Vaudreuil. In today's episode, Zeke thinks he can eat two Five Guys burgers. E. Coli gets really excited, and Caleb and Wayne buy our heroes their lunch.
Cheeseburger baby from out into space, wandering round town, ready to run down all the vegetarians in town. Cheeseburger baby, she can wreck your life.
I think I'm going to be able to do two.
Two burgers?
Two burgers, yes.
Double good, double income.
Plus, we're not paying.
And I'm driving you back?
I may take a stop in between.
Yeah.
But,
Do you mind if I grabbed a drink?
I don't know. You want me to ask?
Yeah, no, I'll as you wish.
I think I start with the bacon cheese and maybe one topping. I'm going to definitely do the bacon cheeseburger.
No, I heard you. I was saying, bacon and cheese?
Bacon and cheese and one topping. And then go from there.
I know he's going to make some burgers. Hey, what's...
These great guys are just like so amazing.
Hey. How are you? Good to see you.
We're going to fire up the grill if you guys are 20-something.
So I think that's why we came here. You might think that we really wanted to talk to you. But to be honest,
I never think anybody wants to talk to me.
You're interesting and very, very nice guy, but.
Why don't you guys get in the line and try the food?
Will do. Definitely. Thanks.
You want something to drink? Or?
Actually, I was just going to ask that. Something.
Yeah, grab a cup and whatever you want.
Thanks.
Cool, thank you very much. Yeah, can you give me a Coke?
Sure. Five Guys menu. Their burgers are 100% fresh beef, no fillers or preservatives. They have a hamburger for $6.49. They have a cheeseburger for $7.49. They have a bacon burger for $6.99. They have a bacon cheeseburger for $7.99. The little hamburger is $4.49. The little cheeseburger is $4.99. The little burger with bacon is $4.99, and the little cheeseburger with bacon is $5.49. Their fries come in Five Guys style or Cajun style. Regular is $3.29, large is $4.59. They also have sandwiches, a veggie sandwich, which is $2.99, a cheese veggie sandwich, which is $3.69, and a grilled cheese, which is $2.99. Their drinks come in regular and large for $1.99 or $2.29, and they have bottled water for $2.19. Their toppings are free, and they have mayo, lettuce, pickles, tomatoes, grilled onions, grilled mushrooms, ketchup, mustard, relish, onions, jalapeno peppers, green peppers, A1 sauce, barbecue sauce, and hot sauce.
Let me go on record. I'm disappointed you guys don't have beer.
There's a couple locations that do, and a suburban shopping center in Vaudreuil or West Island or Laval doesn't make sense to pursue that, but.
So you guys are using fresh beef, never frozen.
Correct.
But pre-ground.
No, it's pre-ground, but shaped here every morning.
Canadian beef.
Everything I think is Canadian except for potatoes.
What's wrong with our potatoes?
Nothing, but those are the potatoes we were told to use. It's above my pay grade.
I understand. I appreciate it. And peanut oil only. I like that.
Peanut oil only.
Crispier fry, huh?
It's a great fry. It's fried, then it's dripped. Also, the fries are cut fresh every morning in the store, and they're soaked in water so that the starch drips off them.
Double fried?
Double fried.
The food arrives. The bag is opened.
There is technically one shitload of fries here.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of the burger?
Is that the way a burger should be?
The crust on the burger is very, very good.
Oh, he gave me a double.
That's a regular.
Mm-hmm.
The petite burger is the single.
You're kidding me.
No.
The hell of a big burger.
Yes, they are very, very big burgers. Two patties with the cheese in between and the bacon on the bottom.
This is a two-fist burger.
No, you're doing fine with one hand.
Nah, this is gonna fall apart on me. This is the way a burger should be. This one's good.
Very well.
Yeah, it's good.
So, describe your experience.
Shut the fuck up, I'm too busy eating.
So take it you like.
This is a very good burger.
Uh-huh. Now, I take it backwards. I think in terms of the crust, I'm concentrating. I'm getting a lot of the bacon.
Burger has a good crust to it.
Mm-hmm.
Condiments are fresh.
Mm-hmm.
The bun is excellent. Now I see why. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's one of the things that I have difficulty with is the whole American cheese condiment conundrum. In terms of, on one side, I like it very much and just... in a theoretical level on how it works with a burger, how it sort of, notice how it melts into the crust and so on and so forth. On the other hand, it's American cheese.
You mean sliced cheddar. It's really mm-hmm. a good burger.
Mm-hmm. I think I'd take you to any place just for any type of burger.
No, I'd drive after.
You know, we get a lot of
fries. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean...
Five Guys Hamburger is 265 grams. It has 700 calories, 400 from fat. 43 grams of fat, 19.5 grams of saturated fat, 0 grams of trans fat, 125 milligrams of cholesterol, 430 milligrams of sodium, 39 grams of carbohydrates, 2 grams of fiber, 8 grams of sugar, and 39 grams of protein. When you add cheese, it's 19 grams. It has 70 calories, 50 from fat, there's 6 grams of total fat, 3.5 of saturated fat, 0 trans fats, 20 milligrams of cholesterol, 310 milligrams of sodium, less than 1 gram of carbohydrates, 0 fibers, less than 1 gram of sugars, and 4 grams from protein. Bacon is 14 grams or 2 slices. It has 80 calories. There's 60 of that from fat, 7 grams of total fat, 3 grams of saturated fat, 0 trans fat, 15 milligrams of cholesterol, 260 milligrams of sodium, 0 carbohydrates, 0 fiber, 0 sugars, and 4 grams of protein. Other nutritional information can be found at the Five Guys website, fiveguys.com.
You want another one?
A fry or a burger?
Burger.
Huh? Please. See anybody behind the cash?
You're kidding me.
No.
I love being a pig.
You know what's great about these fries? They're not salty.
Well, these are the Cajun fries?
Yeah. Even this Cajun seasoning, usually you get stuff that's 90% salt and a little bit of paprika and whatever.
Yeah. And these are a lot, I'm just noticing, I'll tell them, they should have put more Cajun on it. And, you know, every fry order is made to order as well.
Yeah, well, you blanch them first, but then you do the last fry.
Yeah, we don't make, 15 orders of fries and then just, scoop them into a bag when the order is put
in. Dump what's not sold, right?
What's that?
And dump what isn't sold in that period.
Yeah, we dump or...
No, I'm just saying that, like the other chains.
Yeah.
They'll produce it based upon a formula knowing they have to put this much out at this time, and if it doesn't sell by X number of minutes, throw it out. Skin on always, or you just leave some skin on?
Skin's on. Yeah, we just run the potato through the cutter and that's it.
I like the peanut oil. Keeps it nice and light. Yeah. Doesn't make it greasy.
Yeah. Hey, Zeke Downs' his second burger.
I love being a pig.
That's so good.
Very, very good.
You like it? So you're a big eater. Because that's a big burger.
Zeke? Yeah, I know. So I would put bacon is only about 1,000 calories.
You're kidding me, really?
Not that much.
They're on the website at
9:30.
Not a thousand.
You know what's fun is if you get the cheeseburger
when you unwrap the foil, the cheese around the edges has melted, and I dip the fries in that cheese. Mm-hmm.
Rick speaking. Fucking awesome. We just finished. We just stepped out. Yeah, probably the best, I'd say one of the best burgers in the city. Or outside, in Quebec, yeah, worth it. You know, it's what, 15 minutes for you? It's in...
Vaudreuil.
It's in Vaudreuil. Well, it's, what is it? What street? It's off de la Concorde, or is it, no, St. Charles, on a street called...
Cité de la Jeune.
Cité de la Jeune. Yeah, well, I'm right next to the Canadian Tire. There's a Scores of Dagwoods, and then next to that's Five Guys. And then, there's a Corbet and a Home Depot to my left. Okay. Five Guys. Yep. It's, there's a few hundred stores in the U.S. And they make a real quality burger. It's really good. Anyway, if you're ever up for a burger, it's a place to try. Alright, take care. Bye. We'll do it, bye.
Thank you very much for listening to episode 66 of the Montreal Burger Report, where Zeke and E. Coli finally got to eat a burger at Five Guys in Vaudreuil. Be sure and tune in 7 days from now when Zeke and E. Coli learn about the history of Five Guys and discover where the next one is being built. Where is the first Five Guys in Canada, and will there ever be one in Montreal? Find the answers to these and other questions in episode 67 of the Montreal Burger Report. Same burger time, same burger channel.
Five Guys Burgers and Fries is located at 54 Boulevard de la Cité des Jeunes in Vaudreuil. Their phone number is 450-510-0710. And they're open 7 days a week from 11 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night. In a nutshell, the Montreal Burger Report is my dinner with Andre meets Rocky and Bullwinkle at Martin Picard's place. It is a radio show and podcast where Zeke and E. Coli go out, have a couple of burgers, some pop, and talk about them and to the people who make them. There's a new episode available every Wednesday morning at montrealburgers.blogspot.com and on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. If you'd like to write to us, our email address is montrealburgers@gmail.com. The Montreal Burger Report is your source for the most in-depth and comprehensive coverage about hamburgers, cheeseburgers, both with and without bacon, in Montreal. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zeke Hand. We would graciously like to thank CKUT for their support and you for listening.
Melting and spreading, dripping the lava, the place.
Melting and spreading, dripping the lava, the place. Melting and spreading, dripping the lava.
There's sugar!
It's dripping, dripping, dripping.